Well, it is always a pleasure to talk with the host of Blazing the Trail, heard Wednesday evening, 7:30 on Matra Day Radio, or any time of day on your favorite podcast app. She is also the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard. It's Miriam Marston. Good morning, Miriam.
Good morning, David. Always a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you for joining us. And here I have a very important question for you to start right off. This is very seasonal. Are you, like many people I've talked to recently, looking forward to the autumn weather?
I am very much looking forward to it. It is my favorite season of the year.
You know, I am the same way. And I talk to a lot of people who love the autumn months. What is it about autumn?
Well, I think there's a number of like lovely holidays that we celebrate, and I think it's we kind of know we're heading towards like, you know, Christmas and New Year's and all of that. So I think there's that momentum to it, but I just love the change of the colors in the trees and just kind of the cooler temperatures, warm beverages, all of that. I just enjoy all of it.
You know, that's so true. I think it's the fact that you go from a really hot time of year in the summer months, and then it starts to cool, and there's just something about that change.
Yep, change can be very good. So it kind of helps clear my mind a little bit and just get ready for the next season.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, let me ask you this. Let me just say these words to you and what comes to your mind. Our Lady of Sorrows.
Oh, gosh, Our Lady of Sorrows. There's so much that comes to mind, David. It is such a rich just feast day and moment in the life of our church. And, you know, it's as I think about it, the first thing that comes to mind is how beautiful our liturgical calendar is arranged. That, you know, on September 14th, we have the feast day of the exaltation of the Holy Cross. Mm-hmm. And then right on the next day, we have the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. And there's this logic to it. It just kind of makes sense that we continue our meditation on the cross through the eyes of Mary. It kind of spills over into the next day. And you know, there are a couple key passages that really invoke this are this title of Our Lady of Sorrows. And the first is, of course, the prophecy by Simeon in Luke, the Gospel of Luke in the second chapter. And Simeon rejoices at seeing the infant Jesus, but then he looks to his mother, Mary, and says, you know, you yourself a sword will pierce. We know that Mary is going to be touched in a profound and dramatic way by the life, the death, the passion of her son. And it's interesting, David, that just a few verses later, we then have the story of Jesus who remains in the temple and his parents are looking for him for several days. And that's just a few verses later. And already we get a taste of what Mary is going to have to endure when it feels as though she's lost her son in that sense. But then the second key passage, which connects so well to the cross, is, of course, Mary, the image of Mary standing at the foot of the cross. We see this the Gospel of John in chapter 19, when standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. But this is where we hear Jesus sees his mother and the disciple that he loved, and he says, "Woman, behold your son." He says to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And this is really just moments before Jesus takes his last breath. And so what we have here is this sorrow of the Virgin Mary, which is kind of intertwined with the gift, really, of the Mother of God to all of us. So in this moment of devastating sorrow, we're given our mother. And it's interesting, David, that, you know, God could have revealed kind of that motherhood of Mary for all of us at the birth of Christ, but he didn't. It comes really at the height of this sorrow and this passion, then that's where Mary just kind of takes all of us as being our mother. So I think those are just a few things. And really, David, sorrow is an inescapable part of the human experience, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
And I think it's a treasure of our Catholic faith that we don't look away from suffering or sorrow. We look at it squarely, kind of in the face, but with Christian hope. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, we know that sorrow doesn't have the final word. And so I think it's a grace that we can then step into those moments of sorrow with this consolation of the friendship of Mary, the Mother of God, whose own heart was pierced.
You know, I think about the Mel Gibson movie, Passion of the Christ, and the actress, I can't think of her name right now, who played Mary in the movie, but she does such an incredible job of capturing that emotion, the sorrow, the pain, just through the look in her eyes.
Absolutely. Just piercing, profound look that is not, it's not drained of kind of meaning or emptiness. It's just full of meaning and significance. Like there's more here. Like I said, that sorrow doesn't have, it's not the end. There's something more here. She has, there's a hope in her eyes as well. And actually, as mentioning that movie, it's beautifully depicted when Mary is holding the body of her son when he is brought down from the cross. And I think this is a beautiful time of year to reflect on the Pietà, so that image of Mary holding her son. And of course, I'm assuming most of your listeners know about Michelangelo's beautiful sculpture, the Pietà, which is in St. Peter's Basilica. But it's so beautiful. And, you know, I didn't realize that a tour guide explained to me that if you look at the sculpture, if Mary were to stand up, she'd be over 6 feet tall. She would tower over Jesus. And that's not to, that doesn't trivialize our Lord at all. What I think it says, it sends this message of how her maternal heart just envelops us. It even enveloped her own son, because she just kind of towers over in her just kind of majesty and love. So it's just a beautiful image to reflect on at this time of year.
Speaking with Miriam Marston, she is the host of Blazing the Trail, heard Wednesday evening, 7:30 on Mater Dei Radio, or anytime on your favorite podcast app. She is also the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard. And speaking of Our Lady of Sorrows, we have a wonderful parish here in the Portland area, out in the Woodstock area of Portland, but we also have the Grotto in Northeast Portland. And again, beautiful place to go be with Mary, if you will.
Absolutely. And above all, it really is a place of peace, which tells us very beautifully that there is peace to be found even in the midst of our sorrow.
And I like what you said, too, about we have to, or we know we will encounter sorrow in our lives. That's just, it's a given. But how do we handle that? And we handle that through hope.
Through hope. Absolutely. That's the last word.
Yeah, exactly so. So as we reflect on Our Lady of Sorrows, and we look at that at the feast day, one last word, Miriam, as you tell folks, embrace it.
Absolutely. And I would encourage folks to read more about it and to perhaps try some of the devotions revolving around Our Lady of Sorrows as well.
Thank you so much. It's Miriam Marston, again, the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard. And, of course, you can hear her as the host of Blazing the Trail right here on Mater Dei Radio, 7:30 Wednesday evenings. Miriam, always such a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much.
You are most welcome. Have a blessed day.
You as well. God bless.